USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With North Korean media resuming anti-American rhetoric and referring to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's visit a few days ago as gangster-like when it comes to pressing the North to get rid of its nukes, what becomes of the efforts to repatriate hundreds of sets of American remains from the Korean War? Pompeo says the U.S. and officials from the North do have a meeting on that set for later this week, probably Thursday.
Where there will be discussions between the folks responsible for the repatriation of remains will take place at the border, and that process will begin to develop over the days that follow.
At least eight boys are safe after being rescued from a flooded cave in Thailand where they've been stuck for 15 days. Divers rescued four members of that soccer team yesterday. Four more were brought out today, which leaves four more inside along with their coach. This is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
A top advisor to President Trump when it comes to his choice of a Supreme Court nominee says he's not concerned about conservative pushback against the president's shortlist. Leonard Leo saying, although there's opposition now, many senators will eventually vote for the nominee.
Every potential nominee before announcement gets concerns expressed about them by people who might ultimately support them. People aren't always familiar with their records. Sometimes people say things about one nominee because they favor another.
He spoke on ABC's This Week. President Trump is to announce his Supreme Court pick in a primetime speech tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell facing more protests, people confronting him outside a Louisville restaurant over the weekend as he was the latest target of protesters shouting against Trump administration immigration policies, which McConnell largely supports. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Ohio man accused of plotting a July 4th terrorist attack in Cleveland is to face a judge this afternoon. Demetrius Pitts is charged with attempted material support of a terrorist organization. Federal prosecutors say Pitts had pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda and wanted to detonate a truck bomb during Independence Day festivities in Cleveland last week. Actor Tab Hunter has died at 86. Hunter was the 1950s teenage heartthrob who played Joe Hardy in the Damn Yankees movie. He passed away last night, according to his partner, who said the actor suffered a blood clot in his leg and it caused him to go into cardiac arrest. Hunter had starred in films throughout the 20th century and was also an accomplished singer, producer, and author. Again, Tab Hunter has died at 86. And Starbucks announcing it is getting rid of plastic straws. The coffee house giant announcing it will phase out the plastic straws at all of its locations by 2020. The company says the change will eliminate more than a billion plastic straws a year. And to get rid of the straws, Starbucks is going to get away from the flat plastic lids on its drinks as well. Instead, it will use lids with a raised lid that people can actually drink from. The lids have been compared to an adult sippy cup. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris.